It's time to take a stand. This is The War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Share this message right now at band.video.
What in the hell is this? The chairman tweet, what in the hell is this? The chairman tweet, what in the hell is this? The chairman tweet, what in the hell is this? The chairman tweet, what in the hell is this? The chairman tweet, what in the hell is this?
All right, we have a memes arm race happening now in the office. I think we're the first on this, by the way. I don't think anybody else has opened up this meme platform of Swalwell. What in the hell is this? We've already got a memes race happening in studio. Chase quickly beat Rob to the punch to put that one out. He's going to need to polish it up on the audio. But he just wanted to be the first in the memes race here. That's good. That's good. I kind of want to get user submissions on this, to be honest. We haven't done a user submission show in a long time, and I really need to focus on the debate tonight. But that's just gold. Eric Swalwell has just offered us meme gold. So I don't know. If you want to tag me in your new Eric Swalwell, what in the hell is this meme platform, then maybe we'll put that up. Maybe we'll put that up on the show at Owen Schroyer 1776. If you tag me with an Eric Swalwell, what in the hell is this meme, then maybe we'll give you a little love here on the show. So that's Chase Geyser's submission. That's good with the Michelle Obama, the marbles in her pants there. And then I think Rob is working on one himself. We'll show. Oh my gosh. I need
hell
to get serious.
Is this?
I got to get serious here, folks. We got a big debate tonight. All right. We got a big debate we're covering here at InfoWars. We're glad to be joined by you and the crew. It's going to be a lot of fun. And even CNN here, I've gone long. I'll play this clip coming up. But even CNN is stunned at Kamala Harris's policy platform. But, you know, on the Haitian migrants, listen to what Kamala Harris said to The View in 2021, as we're now hearing about Haitians eating pets and geese and ducks and crashing cars. Here's what Kamala Harris said about the Haitian migrants in clip 7.
That is why, also, starting with our administration, we gave TPS, temporary protected status, to Haitian migrants, 55,000.
Oh. Oh.
And then more recently, we extended temporary protected status to over 100,000 Haitian migrants for that very reason, that they need support, they need protection. That is why.
Wow. Wow. 100,000 Haitian migrants getting protected by Kamala Harris because they need it. Don't you see? They need it. The people in Lahaina, Maui, who need help because of the wildfire, Kamala Harris, not interested. The people in East Palestine that need help after the chemical spill, Kamala Harris, not interested. The American people that are struggling just to get by because of horrible economic policies, Kamala Harris, not interested. The families of Americans who have been raped and murdered by illegal immigrants, Kamala Harris, not interested. But the poor Haitian migrants, they need help. What is this idea? What is this concept anyway? Oh, no, people from foreign country need help. And so it's our duty. We should help them. What in the hell is that? When did we normalize that? What in the hell is that? Haitians need our help. Hondurans need our help. Oh, the Venezuelan gang members need our help. A rapist fleeing Mexico needs our help. Terrorists from the Middle East need our help. And the average American is like, hi, I'm living paycheck to paycheck. I'm struggling to get by. Screw you. Did you not hear what I said about the non-citizens? Did you not hear what I said about foreign nationals? They need our help. You dirty American, get in the back of the line. Actually, just die. Just get in the grave.